Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. My mother had a pen pal by the name of Agnes. My mom, who was called Tree, and Agnes began to write each other a few years ago. My mom was 96, and Agnes was 99. Isn't that great? Agnes liked the stories I write, which she read in a tiny Minnesota newspaper called the Houston Banner. And Tree liked the idea that I had a fan who was older than she was. I found it utterly charming that these ladies had lived a combined 195 years and still had the energy to start a correspondence. So I made sure that each got the other's address, one in the state of Washington and the other in New Jersey. Cross-country mail commenced, handwritten in blue and in blue-black ink, respectively, sealed and stamped, as real mail always was. Now, Agnes was born in rural Minnesota in 1913. Her parents came over from Sweden in 1895 and built up a farm they called Kassendal, where they began a very large family. Agnes was the 12th of 13 children. It's no wonder she was shy, painfully so, according to her telling. When she was 5 years old, she and her brothers set off for school, a 3-mile walk. But on this particular day, during an early spring thaw, they cut across the Root River, something they were forbidden to do when the crossing was unsafe. She went through the ice and was pulled out, finishing the walk to school wet and freezing cold. Now, there is no way she was going home to face the wrath of her parents. They were forbidden to make that crossing. Her teacher let Agnes sit by the wood stove out in the hall until she was dry. Kids will always be kids, I guess. Thank goodness that teachers will always be teachers. My mother was a little girl in rural Oklahoma during some of the hardest days of the Great Depression. Her father died a cruel, slow death 5 years after a stroke disabled him. The family had to split up for a while because there was little food and no money. Tree and her sister spent the better part of a year living in a cleaned-out chicken coop on her uncle's farm. It was a tough way to live, but it sure beat the orphanage way better than the workhouse. I like to think about the forces and the fortunes that took two little girls and sent them from their quiet country ways to big city lives on opposite coasts. To be sure, there were men involved. Agnes would be the first to tell you that it was her husband who talked and laughed her out of shyness. Throughout their lives together, she became the best hostess of the best socials in so many different venues. Homemakers, the PTA, and so many church organizations. Tree married a smart aleck from the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they made a wonderful life together, smack dab in the middle of all that concrete and steel. They were the go-to couple in our neighborhood in Queens, the folks you could count on if you needed a hand, a place to stay, a few bucks in a pinch, whatever they could do. All the kids in the neighborhood knew where to go. If you told your mom you were going over to Holohan's house, she was sure to say, okay, say hello for me. Oh, and bring back the saw we borrowed. I bowed out of the ladies' correspondence, feeling great that I had gotten them together. I have often wondered what they talked about. Was it mundane, the pains and indignities of old age, or sublime, shared experiences of the wonders they had seen in their lives? Did they view their century on the planet as one of wars and pandemics, of maniacs ruining vast landscapes? Or did they compare notes on the progress, medicine and machines and technology, and the great good fortune to have a few heroes facing down those maniacs? I wonder. Of course, I never asked. My mother raised me not to pry, but to be ready when the muse moved, a heretofore reluctant storyteller. I hadn't thought about the pen pals, Agnes and Tree, for quite some time. Tree died almost 2 years ago, and I had never spoken to Agnes, aside from the introductions. And then the other day, as I was setting the kindling in the wood stove, I saw purely by chance a picture I thought I recognized atop a long and loving obituary in that Houston Banner. Agnes Johnson Koch had passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 102.